So what are you guys doing this first week?
Working out, you know, getting together, being in the bond, being in the chemistry.
What's like getting back with the guys?
Oh, you know, it was great, you know, being away from each other. You know, we hung out time after time in all season, but, you know, we had parted our ways and worked out. And now we came together and just hanging out and working to get better for the season.
How much different is it now that your coaching staff is not new anymore and the schemes aren't new and all that stuff?
I mean, we get the hang of things now. We know what to expect. They know what to expect out of us. And so we just going out of each day and trying to reach that goal.
How much different are things now compared to, you know, February and March when you were working out on your own or with your personal trainer?
What do you mean?
Well, just in terms of being here with the guys and with the Viking strength coach as opposed to your own personal people.
I mean, yeah, you here with the guy, you just push each other, you know, instead of just out there working out, home working out by yourself, you're working with your teammates, and y'all got to strive for the same goal so we can just push each other and see how much push each other as far as we can.
Anyone physically stick out to you in the offseason that's kind of a big issue?
Oh, we didn't really do much, you know, just little things here and there, you know, starting off small, then eventually going to move and improve and go up more as you keep going through the phases.
Have you gotten a chance to meet any of the guys who the team brought in free agency?
Of course, I mean, you met the guys. You're here every day, all day, so you meet the guy, you met the guy, you sat and we talked to him and conversated a little bit.
Any impressions of any of the newcomers?
Can't tell you now. We've just been working out. We just sit down, we have small talk, and we just talk, try to get to know him, get a feel for him.
How about Terrence Newman specifically?
As you know, he's a veteran, so he's been in this defense for many years. So, I mean, he's helping us out a lot and teaching us little things here and there. But like I said before, it's just beginning, so you have enough time to pick his brain and learn from him.
What kind of advice can he give you as a guy who's been around forever?
The small thing, the details of defense. And where we need to be, and to positions we need to be in, and certain situations, and I mean, he can teach us a lot.
And many believe the Vikings will take a cornerback with their first pick, possibly Trey Waynes. What do you know about Waynes? What have you seen about him on TV?
That's out of my hands. I don't know.
But I mean, what have you seen any on TV that interests you, or no?
I didn't see nothing.
Nothing. Name, rank, serial number.
David, do you watch the draft?
I watch it here and there, but, you know, I'm more focused on working out and getting better. Whoever they bring here into this family, we're going to welcome them with open arms and let them know we got to work out. We got to work and try to get to our main goal, and that's get to the Super Bowl.
Do you pay attention to, like, who are the better prospects, or do you, like, how much time do you spend, like, kind of looking at who's available, who might be available?
In the draft?
Yeah.
Like I said, I just work on just paying attention and trying to, whoever they draft and bring here, just look forward to them working out and, you know what I'm saying, helping us get to the next, get to the championship. That's all.
Back.
Missed you, man.
Yeah, I know. It was tough.